Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Highs level off around 83 today under cloudy skies with a slight chance of rain showers. Winds out of the southeast 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 69. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 67.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Independence Day celebrations are gearing up across the state of Kansas, with some of them kicking off just a little bit early, with this weekend leading into 4th of July next Thursday. And if you're into any of the fireworks celebrations that you may see across the state, there are a number of locations where you can go to enjoy the fireworks starting this weekend. As KSN News reports that many towns across the state of Kansas are celebrating with their fireworks celebrations starting as early as this weekend and going out as late as July 20th. They say some towns are even going away from the loud bangs from the fireworks and actually going to colorful drone performances as well, including in the city of Lawrence. Some of the towns with the early kickoff this weekend with their celebrations include Galena, as their Big Bang 24 kicks off on June 29th, going from 5 to 10 p.m. at City Park. The town of Garnett also is launching their celebration on June 29th for their Liberty Fest 2024 at North Lake Park. And the Independence Day's celebration in Lansing, Kansas, kicks off June 29th at Lansing High School.
It's Morgan, and I'm here to tell you, if you're in the market for a new vehicle, Midwest Kia is the place to be. We'll be celebrating the Kia Summer Sales Event all month long. To get into the summer spirit, Midwest Kia is announcing the 100K giveaway. We will discount every new car on the lot for a total of $100,000 in discounts. These discounts can be combined with all rebates and incentives, including new Kias that are marked with a summer sticker and extra discounts up to $1,500. Our team will be celebrating the Summer Sticker Sales Event each week with a new theme and the goal of moving our entire new car inventory this month. Remember, every new Kia comes with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and our simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. Come celebrate the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event with the 100K giveaway all month long at Midwest Kia and see why people are singing. We want to see ya in a
Midwest Kia. The Internal Revenue Service says that they are investigating a potential subsidiary of Koch Industries, as they say they may owe back taxes to the federal government. As Cake News reports that the IRS did file back in late May a federal tax lien against the Koch Fertilizer LLC within Sedgwick County Register of Deeds office, saying the company had nearly $1.2 million in unpaid federal taxes dating back to 2022. They say the IRS's form of 720, known as a quarterly federal excise tax return, deals with reporting of taxes on chemical substances, and says the lien lists an Atlanta address for Koch Fertilizer, which makes products for the agriculture and industrial markets such as nitrogen, phosphorus, and ammonia. And speaking of the agricultural industry, the company of AGCO has announced that they are cutting a near 6% of their workforce to be laid off due to, quote, weakened demand in the agriculture industry. According to the company, they say they aren't exactly sure how many employees may be affected at the plant in Heston, Kansas, at their production facility, or the timing as to when the layoffs may begin to take effect.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Months after 17-year-old Beaver Valley Park employee Zachary Panther has passed away, and still there is not an autopsy report. The farm is owned by Governor Jim Pillen, as Panther was found unresponsive on April 1st. Panther was a new employee, and Sarah Pillen, the governor's daughter, confirmed his death the next day as the operator of the business. An autopsy was ordered by the county attorney and the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, launched an investigation the following week. An employee with the Boone County Attorney's Office estimated that the completed report would be ready within 6 to 8 weeks after the autopsy. But with most of June already passed, the report still isn't available. Boone County Attorney John Morgan said that the lab results for the autopsy report have not been completed as of Tuesday of this week. He also noted that the medical matters have complicated the staffing in his office. Morgan, though, did not provide a timeline on when the report would be completed. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and considered again a request from a steam association in Ottawa interested in acquiring the UP locomotive in the city park and moving it. An offer was also heard from the Central Branch Railroad from Waterville, urging it remain in Marshall County. Results of an online survey showed some 80% of nearly 400 replies indicated a significant level of importance of a steam engine to the community, with over half indicating it should remain in the city park, and nearly half were in favor of keeping it at least within Marshall County. Several comments were heard that leaving it without improvements would be doing it a disservice. Consensus was to continue the conversation through the Parks and Recreation Committee with an eye on identifying future improvements or potential. Council approved adding a number of stop signs at various intersections as recommended by the police chief after review by the Police and Fire Committee. Stop signs will be added on North 13th Street at Carolina for north-south traffic near St. Gregory Catholic Church, as well as stop signs on Broadway at 4th and 14th Streets for traffic east and westbound. A four-way stop was also approved at 15th and Laramie near Dargetts Park with a crosswalk and four-way stop at 14th and Calhoun, a block west and south. The Kester House Museum Foundation Board requested consideration in granting ownership of property on the Kester Block outside the Broadway-facing commercial buildings, which are to be developed through Frontier Group, to be funded through a potential $100,000 rural estate grant. That area would include the 1904 South Kester House, which was formerly a restaurant, and open space on the southwest corner. That would be slated for development through Frontier in order to generate funding to assist financially with museum operations. Mayor Todd Fry guided a conversation that it would be difficult to dismiss a request for a proposal, which council recently entered. The city administrator said the council had the option to shorten the time frame for proposals, which are currently due August 26th. Some council members balked at the idea of changing the RFP, but appeared in favor of the Kester Museum Foundation proposal. The decision was compounded by a July 1st submission date for the grant. Consensus was to pursue the grant with the provision that council consider the offer with any other proposals that might come forward. Later in the meeting on a related matter, terms negotiated with Frontier Group were for a 100-year lease for the Broadway-facing commercial buildings with a buyout option at 39 and a half years, a $10,000 initial payment, and annual $1,000 payments to the city with a review every 5 years. The agreement further would call for establishing a reinvestment housing incentive district for the buildings involved to incentivize development of housing on second and third stories. Mayor Todd Fry was not impressed with the initial $10,000 payment, but some council members urged approval while the interest level is high. The lease purchase option was approved unanimously and a letter of intent was approved for the project. Council set rental at $375 per month for lease of Broadway's A Cut Above space on the Kester Block, that business closing due to the retirement of Pam Wecker. Options were presented for financing storm sewer improvements on 15th Street to Center, then a block south on 14th Street. A 20-year, $2 million total payout bond issue would need to be approved by Marysville City voters at the November general election. An alternate consideration is a 10-year lease purchase financed through the three Marysville banks at a cost of $1.3 million at a 5.5% interest rate. The mayor spoke of a continuing transparent funding mechanism that could address not only this immediate need, but other locations at future dates. The city administrator was instructed to negotiate rates and terms with the local banks involved. A resolution for condemnation of a property at 904 May Street was approved. Fireworks may be sold in the city beginning June 27 and used 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. through July 5th, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. June 28th and 29th, as well as July 5th, with hours July 4th from 10 a.m. until midnight. Those wishing to address council and be listed on the agenda should contact City Hall no later than noon Wednesday, preceding the meetings the second and fourth Monday each month.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a tablet banking app. Simply search UBT Tablet in the App Store and download. Enjoy banking on your tablet from anywhere. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. Southeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Scattered showers and thunderstorms continue overnight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible on a Friday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 80s and upper 90s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Some scattered showers possible on a Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Some scattered showers early Saturday, then staying sunny with our highs in the lower to upper 80s. And staying mostly clear throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid-60s. Some scattered showers are possible early on Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid-80s. Then showers and thunderstorms continue into Sunday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 60s. Scattered showers still continue into Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. And scattered showers still continue Monday night with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late June, 89. Record high on this date, 109. The average low, 67. And a record low, 46. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise the morning at 6:03. It's 67 degrees this hour. Scattered light showers across the eastern half of Nebraska, in the north, central, northwest parts of Kansas. Those will push across our region today, could prompt some off and on thunderstorms. Night before last, quite a wild one. Wind gust 60, even 65 miles an hour, brought some tree limbs, power lines down, many without power. We were off the air from around 2 a.m. yesterday until close to 10 a.m. here at Studios North Marysville. We did receive some rain out of that. Caught it going sideways, ranging from a half inch up to about an inch and a half across the region. Again, 67 this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 27th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
From ABC Sports, this is Rich Cantu. The Atlanta Hawks had first pick in last night's first round of the 2024 NBA Draft.
With the first pick in the 2024 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Zachary Rizache from Lyon, France, and France's JL Boron-Bresse.
Commissioner Adam Silver on ESPN, Zachary Rizache becomes the latest French star to go first overall in the draft, following reigning Rookie of the Year Victor Wembanyama to the Spurs last year. Rizache emotional following his selection, speaking to ESPN's Monica McNutt.
That's a blessing, you know. So exciting. There's a lot of like feelings and emotions right now. I don't know what to say, but that's definitely special, and I'm Yeah, I'm so blessed.
Another Frenchman went right after that, the Wizards grabbing Alex Sarr, second overall. Kentucky's Reed Shepard goes to the Rockets at three. The Spurs took UConn national champion Stephon Castle at four. The Pistons rounded out the top five, selecting Ron Holland, the second, from the Ignite of the G League. Baseball, home run derby at Camden Yards. The Orioles and Guardians combining for five long balls. Bottom seven, game tied at two. Cedric Mullins at the dish.
Breaking ball, high fly ball down the right field line. This got plenty. Is it fair? Yes, it is. The Orioles take the lead.
The call on WBAL, that made it 3-2. Ryan O'Hearn's eighth inning shot provided insurance in the O's 4-2 win. Elsewhere, the Braves and Cardinals split a doubleheader. The Mets annihilate the Yankees 12-2. The White Sox continue to make a run for historical futility in a 4-0 loss to the Dodgers. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Kansas Republicans love our nation and state, but we know things are headed in the wrong direction. Joe Biden's runaway inflation is making it harder for families to make ends meet, and his border crisis is putting our families in danger. Dr. John Epley has the prescription to make things better. A fourth-generation Kansan and lifelong Republican, Dr. John Epley has been a trusted rural family doctor for over 40 years. A proven conservative, Dr. John Epley is pro-life, a defender of the Second Amendment, and helped write the bill to ban transgender surgery for minors, because the woke liberal agenda has no place in Kansas. And Dr. Epley knows nothing is more important than securing our southern border. He supports fighting illegal immigration by sending troops to secure the border and keep criminals and deadly drugs out of Kansas. Rural doctor, conservative fighter, Kansas roots. Conservative Republican Dr. John Epley for State Senate.
Paid for by Epley for State Senate, Patsy Porter, Treasurer.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. An up day. The Dow up 16 points. The S&P 500 gained 9. And the NASDAQ index up 88 points. Amazon Wednesday hit a stock market valuation of $2 trillion for the first time. Crude oil prices closed higher between about $80 and $85 a barrel. Volkswagen recalling more than 271,000 SUVs in the U.S. because the front passenger airbag may not inflate in a crash. Some Atlas and Atlas Cross sport vehicles are affected. Tesla recalling its futuristic new Cybertruck pickup for the fourth time in the U.S. to fix problems with trim pieces that can come loose and front windshield wipers that can fail. More than 11,000 trucks affected. Aer Lingus pilots say they will resume talks with the Irish airline after they launched an industrial action Wednesday. It led to cancellation of hundreds of flights, tossed travel plans of thousands into disarray. The pilots refused to work overtime. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Good Thursday morning. Sam's back with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we inch closer to yet another day of trade, let's first and foremost take a quick recap at how things finished up yesterday, as it was a mostly mixed day in the grains and the oilseeds. Quite a bit of weakness, to be honest with you. However, surprisingly, the wheat market was a bit higher. Kansas City wheat had some gains. Into the livestock from yesterday, a big day for the live and feeder cattle markets. June live cattle up 345 to 192.92. August up to 186.75. That was 232 higher. Triple digit gains for the feeders as well. August feeder cattle up 272 to 261.76. 227. September up 240 to 260-247. And the hogs were higher as well. July lean hogs up 90 to 89.90 per hundredweight. August led the charge 222 higher. That's up to 88.97. Into the grains through the overnight pre-trading session, we are seeing once again some volatility in the corn market. It was lower yesterday. July corn back down 1.25 to 418 and 3/4. September down 1.25 at 424 and a quarter. That was large in part to a very strong dollar yesterday, and now it's trying to hopefully see some recovery today. Chicago and spring wheat are higher, but Kansas City wheat's lower through the overnight session, which was the complete opposite at yesterday's closing bell. July Kansas City wheat back down 1.25 to 578 and 3/4. September down 4 and 3/4 to 579 and 3/4. Oats this morning slightly higher. July up 5 and 3/4 to $3.25. Soybeans are also slightly higher here through the overnight pre-trading session. It was mostly lower yesterday. July beans up 3 to 11.65 and 3/4. August up 3 to 11.45 and a quarter. July soybean meal down 90 through the overnight at 360, and soy oil back into the green. July up 28 points to 43.73. Cotton, after three straight days in the green, are starting lower today. December cotton down 24 at 75.10. Quickly through the metals, we see August gold up 11.70 to 23.24.90. July silver down 7 cents at 28.86. And the dollar index starting down 16 points at 105.55.
Hoppin', let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas. At Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, you'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford?
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. An American eel was found in the Kansas River for the first time in about 10 years. K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken gives more details on the recent finding, as well as what these eels look like.
Recently, one was caught in the Kansas River, and historically we've known that they've been there, but some members of the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Aquatic Invasive Species crew caught one in April, and it's the first one that's been documented in the Kansas River in about a decade. It's a cool type of fish called a catadromous fish, and catadromous fish, they go out to the ocean to spawn and reproduce, and then they drift across the ocean and swim upstream, and they grow up in freshwater systems, and they spend most of their life in a freshwater system. So American eels are long, slender fish, weigh about 3 or 4 pounds, 2 to 3 feet long. Their populations are pretty stable, but they're not really common around here.
Gerken explains where American eels spawn and how their offspring are dispersed.
Once they reach their adult age, they decide, hey, we're going to go on a trip. And they're going to make a journey out to the Atlantic Ocean to a place called the Sargasso Sea. And that sea is where every American eel that we know about spawns. Put that in perspective, that's about 3,500 nautical miles from the Kansas River. So they grow up, they turn into adults, they decide it's their time to make the journey. They make this 3,500-mile journey to the sea. They spawn there, and then they generally die, but they leave this legacy of all these tiny little eels. And those eels get picked up by the oceanic currents, and they're just kind of along for the ride for up to a year, right? Till they end up somewhere near a continent where they can find some freshwater system, swim upstream, and do that life cycle, grow up, and then do that cycle all over again.
Dams have changed how fish migrate, but he says why those dams are important.
Dams have blocked migration of a lot of different fish. Scientists have looked at ways to combat that, and one of the things they've done is look at fish passages or fish ladders so that fish can move upstream. But a lot of the places where that could happen, we've determined that that's not the best scenario. Some of the non-native species would also be able to move upstream, mainly Asian carp. And that competition between those non-natives and the native species are one of the things that we've determined, hey, the risk doesn't outweigh the reward kind of thing.
That was K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gerken on how dams are beneficial for eels and other fish when it comes to controlling invasive species. He encourages people to spend time outside because you never know what can be found, like an American eel. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sale time, 11 a.m. with the cool cows. Short run of cattle today. Early consignments include 7 running age cow-calf pairs, 10 running age black and white-faced springbred cows, 1 2-week-old black bull calf, 12 black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5, 10 black steers and heifers weighing 6 to 7, 23 black heifers 7 to 750, 30 black steers and heifers 750 to 850, 50 black steers off grass weight 50 to 9, and 63 black steers off grass 950 to 1,000 pounds. Those are early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sale time 11 a.m. Special Living Cafe, steak burrito, and fries.
As strawberry season draws to a close, we will share some tips on making a bumper harvest last just a little bit longer. It's all about strawberry storage today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 27th, the 179th day of the year. Author and activist Helen Keller was born on this day in 1880, and in 1985, Route 66 was decommissioned as a U.S. highway. If you've somehow resisted eating all your newly harvested strawberries, here's a few tips for keeping them in good shape for enjoying later. Wash as you go is the most important rule. Strawberries soak up water like sponges, making them mushy and shortening their shelf life. Wash them only just before eating. Rule number 2 is leave the stems on. Pulling or cutting the stem makes them prone to spoilage. And thirdly, when storing in the refrigerator, use the crisper drawer. Keep them in a ventilated container lined with a paper towel to absorb excess moisture. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Have a question for the Old Farmer? Ask it at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. One round of storms passed night before last. Brought some gusty winds, took some tree limbs, power lines down. We were off the air until close to 10 a.m. yesterday without power here in North Marysville. Another round moving in today. Some could turn severe late this afternoon, this evening. Morning indication by radar, just mostly lighter showers out of northwest, north-central Kansas, up scattered through the eastern half of Nebraska. 68 degrees this hour. Cooler high temperatures in the lower to mid 80s today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Basketball season is coming up later on this year, obviously, as the bracket has now been officially released for the basketball tournament's Wichita Regional, featuring 8 teams that primarily consist of alumni from certain schools in the Mid-America region. In total, KSN News reports that 64 teams participate in the tournament, with the grand prize coming in of $1 million. The Wichita region consists of the Wichita State Aftershocks, the Purple Rain, alumni from Kansas State University, Mass Street, that includes alum from Kansas, Team Colorado, and Ramp Up from Colorado State, and others. The tournament is the fifth year in a row that Wichita has hosted the region for the basketball tournament, with 3 teams, including Florida TNT, the LA Cheaters, and the Midtown Prestige, that do not have any affiliation with any specific school, with game number 1 of the tournament kicking off on July 8th at noon, as the Wichita Aftershocks will start the tournament with the matchup against the Midtown Prestige. Mid-America Network Sports.
Get ready for a night of nonstop laughs with the hilarious Mike Epps. Live on July 26th at First Council Resort and Casino.
I got a cousin, she's 700 pounds. She called me crying the other day. I said, what's wrong? They snatching women in the neighborhood. I said, what are you worried about?
Don't miss your chance to see Mike Epps up close and personal. Tickets available now at Ticketstorm.com.
Me and LaQuisha went to...
Hurry, tickets are selling fast. That's Ticketstorm.com.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
The Kansas State Wildcats girls basketball team says that they are excited for the upcoming fall season after the records that they shattered last season in the 2023-24 year. As KSNC News reports, the Wildcats women's team ended up reaching number 2 on the national rankings, earning a 4 seed in the NCAA tournament and giving them the right to host the first 2 rounds for the first time ever. According to the leadership of the team, they say they're also excited about the upcoming season with the return of many All-Americans, including the center Ayoka Lee and the experienced backcourt of seniors, including Serena Sundell, JL Glenn, and Briley Glenn. At the same time, with 2 transfers currently in the mix for the Wildcats, they said that they are sending out an all-senior lineup with plans to go deep into the March Madness tournaments of 2025. In other news, the organization known as Sporting at KC has agreed to part ways with the vice president of player personnel, Brian Bliss. Bliss had joined the organization back in 2016 and ran it for the last 5 years as the technical director and vice president of player personnel.
Marysville American Legion, Post 163 Senior Legion baseball team, split a doubleheader at Sabetha Wednesday, losing the opener 10-6, winning the nightcap 14-3. Senior Legion baseball team at Holton Sunday afternoon for a doubleheader. Back home July 3rd, hosting Tri-County July 6th, hosting Sabetha, hosting Holton July 7th, and home to Concordia July 10th. Annual Shrine Bowl at Emporia's Welch Stadium this Saturday. Among participants on the East squad, Axtell's Sawyer Dieters.
KNDY.